This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sign up, renew, or extend your Joy membership this Radiothon and you could win our major prize. Premium economy flights for two from any capital city in Australia, plus 7 nights accommodation in Los Angeles, courtesy of Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Yes, sign up, renew, or extend your Joy membership between May 1 and June 30 to be in the draw. Head to joy.org.au to sign up now or call 1300-JOY-949. Joy, 25 years proud.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan and Venus.
Alexandra Burke all night on Joy 94.9. It is Drag Wednesdays and our Radiothon special. We've just had another membership through Nathan from Glen Iris. Yay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nathan.
Nathan, you are getting a round of applause by none other than Leah Delaria.
Well Yay. Done, Nathan. Woo-hoo. Well done.
Leah, it is our Radiothon, so we're asking people to join up, subscribe, donate to Joy, because it is a community radio station.
Uh-huh.
But it is Australia's...
They still exist, huh? Community radio stations?
Yeah, they do.
Exciting.
This is evidence that it still exists.
Absolutely. If Radiothon's not well, it might not exist, though.
No, fingers and toes, fingers and toes.
It's hilarious.
It is Australia's only LGBTI radio station, though, so that's why we do ask the community for support. Coming from America, what do you think of that concept, having a dedicated LGBTI radio station?
First of all, the alphabet soup is driving me nuts, and I think everyone knows that about me, that I don't do that. I just say queer because, well, you know, first of all, by the time you're done saying it, the fucking parade is over. That's like the first thing. And secondly, honestly, on a really, I think, direct note, I feel that when we do that, I understand that we are trying to be inclusive. I understand it's about inclusivity. Mm. But I think what happens is it tends to point out our differences rather than our sameness. And I think that infighting is the biggest problem that we have within our own family, within our own community. You know, and we spend a lot of time bitching at each other about the language that we use. And if we'd spent half the time screaming at Donald Trump that we spent screaming at each other, we would have had our rights before Trump was even born. And so that's why you're always going to hear me say queer. That and the fact that I'm just an old, I'm OG, baby. I'm old school queer, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've been around a long time. So, but to answer your question after my little tirade there, I think it's awesome. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that's a part of what I was talking about us being a family and supporting each other and having our own community. I mean, too often I go to these pride rallies where there's some, you know, little white guy screaming about how we're just like everyone else. And that really pisses me off. You know what I mean? You're at a pride rally and this kid's up there going, we're just like everyone else. We're just like straight people. You know, and that's when the 8.5-foot tall drag queen walks by with 3-foot spangled platforms and spreads his butterfly wings. You know, we're not like everybody else. We should support that. And part of supporting that and having our own culture is having something like this where you sit down and we all talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I've seen this in a couple of places. San Francisco has one, for example, but you don't see it that often anymore. That's why you guys should be supporting this radio station. Give. Keep
That's
them on.
That's right.
I feel like
I'm loving it.
Just like Alicia from Narre Warren North, she has signed up. Thank you so much for
Alicia.
That.
Oh, Alicia!
I'm excited. I thought painting my face was for no reason, but you guys are making me happy.
Honestly, because it feels like you paint your face all the time. I'm thinking this is not
no.
your first face painting
my
situation.
First. Do I look beautiful? Later?
You look beautiful. I want to go down on you.
Wow. Very cunning.
Give him another half an hour.
Yeah.
So you said that you made a statement, we are not like everyone else. And you have worked in the entertainment industry for a long time. Like, it's not just, you didn't just
since
pop
1982,
up.
Since 1982, yeah. Yeah.
How did you survive being so different, standing out of the crowd so much in this industry that is a cookie cutter industry?
Yeah, I almost didn't, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, there was a minute there. I think that for me, the biggest way I've been able to survive is that I do a lot of things. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, when you come to see me perform here in Melbourne on Thursday night, everybody, if you're not doing anything Thursday night, you might want to come see me at the Melbourne Recital Center. But you'll see that I do a lot of things. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a stand-up comic. I'm a singer. I'm an actor. I'm a writer. I'm a political activist. All that goes into my show. So if I'm not getting acting work, for example, well, then I go on the road and do a stand-up comedy show. If I, yeah. you know, if there's anything happening with the comedy show, then I'll book myself as a singer someplace. You know what I mean? It's like there's, I can... because I can do a lot of things. Honey, if you look like me, I mean, in this business, if you look like me and you refuse to pull any punches about what, you know, if you've got no F's to give anymore.
Yeah.
And I ran out of F's to give the second I popped out of my mother's womb. You know, I'm telling you, you better do a lot of things. You better do them really well because it's the only way you're going to survive. Yeah.
But was there any point in that struggle that you were like, maybe I might try and conform a little bit? Because like looking
at you. I'd already come out with such a huge vengeance. There's no way I could conform.
Nah, it wasn't on the cards?
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, I had been working as an openly gay stand-up for 10 years before I ever did television in America.
Okay.
And I was the first openly gay comic to perform on television in America, right?
Yeah.
And that was in 1993. So I had been already performing for 11 years at that point. And when I started performing, I love to tell people this, when I started performing, it was in San Francisco, 1982, and I wasn't even called Leah Delaria. I was billed as the effing dyke, but the word was said.
Mm.
You know, so people would say, please welcome to the
friendly
stage, that effing dyke, like that, and out
wow.
I come. And I was shaved head, and I had like safety pins in my ears, and big stomping boots, and a Bundeswehr t-shirt, and just really angry and rageful. So I mean, like, I made my choice very early on as to who I am and what I am. And by the time I got to this industry, the quote-unquote mainstream industry, where I went on television, you know, at was the Arsenio Hall show in 1993. The first sentence out of my mouth was, hey, everybody, I'm Leah Delaria. It's the 1990s. It's hip to be queer, and I'm a big dyke. That was the first sentence I said. So I did a five-minute set that killed.
Mm.
It killed. Then I sat on the couch for 4 minutes. So that is in 9 minutes. And the Advocate did a story on it where they counted how many times I said the word dyke or fag or queer.
Yeah.
And in 9 minutes, I said it 47 times.
That's got to be a record.
I wasn't just the first openly gay comic. I didn't just open that closet door. I kicked that mother down. I took a blowtorch to it. So, I mean, everybody in the industry knew who I was right away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There was no hiding that.
There was just no hiding it. And, you know, there was a minute where they tried to make me wear lipstick and they tried to, and I did it for like a, maybe I did it for a flat second, and then I went, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore.
It's not happening.
No, I'm not a lipstick lesbian. I'm not that palatable lesbian that, you know, you all want to have sex with, all you straight boys. That ain't me. Nor do I want it to be me.
Don't
yeah.
see you in the videos or a different kind of video.
Say that again?
You don't see you in the videos all the boys want to see.
No. I'm not here for you, straight boy.
Leah, we are going to be back real soon. You're cool. Sticking around for the hour. Leah Delaria is here, and we have a special guest. We have some special gifts, actually. We have some tickets to your show.
Awesome.
That's happening.
Awesome.
But you've got to join up as a member within this hour, the hour that Leah is here, to go into the running for those tickets.
Did those people who gave just now within the hour while I was here, did they get tickets?
They're in the running.
Oh,
I've got two
we're
double
winning.
Passes.
I see.
Two double passes. Hopefully we'll get more than two memberships within this hour.
Oh,
that's the plan.
That
like
sounds
competition.
Good.
Competition.
I know. I love the competition aspect of this.
Yeah. We're going to talk about your show a little more.
So how much are people donating?
Well, what they're doing is they're becoming members.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does that entail?
So it means that you become part of the Joy family. So you
but I mean, well, how much
Joy.
Does it cost to become a member?
Oh, there's all sorts
saying.
Of memberships.
I
there's,
see.
Concession memberships, which are $42. Uh-huh. There's
is that for a year or a
memberships?
Month?
That's a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Full
year.
How do you guys keep this place open?
Under 22 is 22. Under 18 is $22. So I'll be paying that $22.
Oh my!
So
me too, honey. I don't even.
Head to joy.org.au.
What's the most expensive membership?
Business at $300.
Business at $300, but there's also a new one called a Passionate Member, which is $250 to celebrate our 25-year anniversary, where you get a shirt, you get badges, you get bumper stickers.
Wow.
And it's that is the bumper package.
And that's $250.
That's $250.
That's $250.
A part of that's tax deductible, though.
Amazing. Anybody that gives $250 while I'm on the air, anyone at all that gives $250 while I'm on the air, and that they come to my show, we're going to get your name. We're going to get your name. We are going to give you VIP backstage passes where you can come meet me and get a picture with me. But it's going to cost you $250 membership to the station. And we're going to take, I know the publicist outside just went, what? But that's what we're going to do. So if you give a $250 membership and you get two tickets to my show, you get to come backstage, meet me and get a picture with me and make out.
Oh,
there you go.
Sold.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, I've got my credit card out. That means you have to head to joy.org.au. You heard it out of Leah Delaria's mouth.
I promise it's going to happen.
She just said it.
It's going to happen.
You are on Joy 94.9. It is Drag Wednesdays. We have Venus and Dylan getting all dragged up.
Antonio Banderas and get up.
Oh, you are Antonio Banderas. That is what is happening over here.
Antonio.
All I can think of is no puss in boots. Where jokes go to die.
It is our radiothon. Head to joy.org.au or call 1300 Joy 949 to pledge your support, become a member, donate. Leah Delaria is with us, and she has kindly said that anyone who gets a passionate membership, that's a $250 membership, can meet her backstage after her show.
They got to buy tickets to the show, too.
They got to get tickets to the show.
I can't give them free tickets. The promoter will kill me.
That's a pretty good deal.
But it's a good deal. Believe me, I'm not letting anybody backstage. Well, my tour is so crazy here because, you know, I'm in Melbourne Thursday and Sydney on Saturday, Adelaide on Monday, and Wednesday I'm in San Francisco. So it's just like boom, 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 boom.
That is intense.
It's a lot of traveling, so there's not a lot of partying going on, which is really, I'm really sorry, ladies. I know you were all expecting to see me out. I don't think you're going to see me out this trip. So this is your chance to get backstage and make out with me.
So we started in 1993, 25 years ago. It is our 25th birthday. What were you doing in 1993?
Well, besides the Arsenio Hall show.
Yeah.
I was doing that. So,
yeah,
I was touring. 1993 was a very big year for me because I did, first we did the March, I did the Arsenio Hall show. Then we had the March on Washington for Gay and Lesbian Rights, mm-hmm. which is what it was called in 93. Instead of the entire alphabet soup, it was just the G and the L.
Okay.
We hadn't put the B in yet. So I was the MC of that. There was a million people that marched on Washington at that time, and I was one of the MCs. I got in a lot of trouble because Clinton was president, and Clinton instituted Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which everybody was kind of annoyed with because we were just saying there shouldn't be a ban on gay people in the military. And everybody's very angry at him, and they were on the stage saying how angry they were. And I said that I like the Clinton administration because finally we have a first lady you could F, that I'm not allowed to say, which got me in a whole lot of trouble. So that was the first time I got in trouble. They called a special session of Congress the next day, and I was censured by a special session of Congress.
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
They kind of basically said, that's not cool. You shouldn't have done that. No, naughty
That's a compliment.
Girl. Yeah, I know. Naughty girl. That's what I thought, too.
That's a massive compliment.
I know.
You're delirious.
I know.
Go to bed with Hillary.
And then I did the Edinburgh Festival, and I won Best of the Fest. And then I came, that was what one of the first times I toured down here. That was the first time I came to Australia. I toured, I played in Sydney, I think, for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Went to, yeah, I mean, 93 was just a crazy year for me. That's why I first started doing all the television and acting and touring and everything.
And you've been coming back ever since then. You were around for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I was just in. I've been here. I think this is the fifth or sixth time I've been to Australia.
Yeah.
And I had so much fun. Oh, my God, you know how to do. You guys know how to do gay pride. Mardi Gras was so much fun. I've never had so much fun at any gay pride in my life. It was crazy.
It was
crazy
a good
fun.
One.
Yeah.
Because it was 40-year
yeah.
anniversary. It's the year of anniversaries. It was the 40-year anniversary this year.
My goodness.
Of Mardi Gras. Gina has texted in and she says, Leah Deliria, you are the lord of the lesbians. All hail our butch leader. This little butch is so jealous. Get a selfie for me, love, Gina.
Very
from
sweet.
From Family Matters.
Gina from
shows
Family
that
Matters.
Everyone can have a family, including in our rainbow families.
Yeah, exactly. Leah, you are here doing a show, and it says here that you're basically an all-round sensation. You're an actress, a comedian, a singer, and a gay icon. Tell us, we do have one of your tracks that we're going to play in a little bit, but
okay.
Tell us what people can expect from your show.
Pretty much, you know, I'm a demure little flower. I'm like a little lotus blossom, so
yeah.
It's just going to be very quiet, and, you know, we'll just, and we're going to, you know, discuss politics and eat hummus.
Okay.
You know, just like lesbians do. Yeah, that's what it's like.
Some delicious chickpea.
I cannot look at you right now. Every time I'm like, I can't even.
It's like a caterpillar, doesn't it?
It's like, what is this fabulous drag that's going on over here?
It's happening.
It's
He's evolving
brilliant.
In front of our eyes.
I know. I just thought you'd, you know, make him into Cher or something, but it's just really so fab, though, I have to say. My show is, it's kind of equal parts of comedy and music, and the music that I do is jazz.
Mm.
The first thing I ever did professionally was a jazz singer. I used to sing with my pop, who was a jazz musician, and I instituted the music into what I've done because my comedy is so loud and crazy and wild and in your face, and people can't take it very long, basically.
Okay, you need to give them a bit of respite.
Yeah, it gives them a little respite. So, over the course of time, as I starred in several Broadway musicals and stuff like that, the music has become more important. It's mm-hmm. not that it's in the forefront, but there's a bit more music than there is comedy now. And, you know, and the comedy right now is, as always, very improvisational. I'm really angry at the current administration in America, like everybody else. I have a whole lot to say about that, so there's lots of that going on. I generally tell the story. I'll tell you about things that happened to me on the street that day, you know, like that. So it's all kind of observational, political comedy, talking about the politics of our community and the politics of the world right now. And then all the music that you'll be hearing is off my most current record, House of David, Deliria plus Bowie equals jazz. So it's all jazz covers of David Bowie tunes.
So it really is just like a melting pot of performance.
Yeah, basically.
Which is how you
I do everything
you've made
to juggle.
It. Yeah.
I'll leave that to Neil Patrick Harris. He can do the juggling for both of us.
Okay. We've got some more memberships coming in. We're going to talk about that in just one
Any
second.
Any $250 ones going to come backstage and meet me?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look at the screen. We're going to play. We like that electricity, so we're going to play some more of these. But we'll be back right now, very soon, with Leah Deliria on Joy Radiothon Special Edition. Katy Perry, Hot and Cold on Joy 94.9. It is the Radiothon edition of Mad Wednesdays, or as we're calling it, Drag Wednesdays, because Dylan and Venus are getting dragged up. Venus is our drag king, looking very Elvis Presley over there.
I'm not meant to be Elvis Presley.
Thank you.
I look like Antonio.
Oh, well, yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
Surely Antonio's based himself on Elvis.
I'm putting an image right now on my Instagram so you guys can see. But I
you look like a Mexican drug lord, okay? You do not look like Antonio Banderas. Let's be clear.
I look like a... Okay.
I was just in Puerto Vallarta, and you look like a guy I would have avoided on the street in Puerto Vallarta. That's exactly what you look like.
That's what I look like, guys, and it's about to go live now.
And Dylan is looking like, I don't know, it looks
he's
like you're one of the cast
Dylan's
of Priscilla,
still going.
Queen of the Desert.
You see, girls take longer than guys.
Oh,
it's actually been proven.
I've done several Broadway musicals, and one of them I did Rocky Horror, the Broadway revival of Rocky Horror. I played Eddie and Dr. Scott. Yeah. Okay, and I became Eddie and Dr. Scott so quickly. But when I was like Hildy, for example, in On the Town, hours of makeup to be a girl.
Yeah,
hours of makeup. But I became a boy in less than 15 minutes. It was just boom, boom, boom.
Done.
Stuck some hair on my chest.
I believe
little chest
that.
Merkin.
Yeah, I believe
stipple
that.
Stipple this a little bit. Done.
So you're more than a triple threat. You do a lot of different things. What is your passion? What do you do? What is it the favorite thing you do? What
girls,
makes you sing?
My passion. Cunnilingus. Yeah. Cunnilingus is my passion. That's the favorite thing that I do. Although some girls say I have really great hands too, so you know.
Oh, there you go.
Well, they're very small, you know, the better to fist you with. So it's like
she just
getting a little taste of what my show's like.
And you're the one who 1 second ago said you can't believe you're here. I think you fit right in here, Leah.
Oh my God. I would be so happy in a place like this. In community gay radio.
This is what we do every week.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Pretty much.
So you just, you know, get made up like a Mexican drug lord every week. Lord.
So what is it that you'd like to do? Like, you do everything, and yes, your passion is girls, but out of all of it, do you have a favorite? Like, when you're singing,
really,
when you're doing comedy?
I really just like to be downstage center talking to people. I really love being on stage, you know. Acting's great, and it pays ridiculously well. And it's fun, too. It has its great fun moments. You know, I love doing all of it. But there's something fantastic about the immediate response of that audience to anything, you know, that you're doing. So, yeah, probably that.
Is it strange for you coming from being, you know, back in the 90s when you were forging your way as a queer comedian, when being a queer comedian wasn't really the in thing, I wouldn't have exactly called you mainstream.
No, not even remotely. I'm still barely mainstream.
I think you're teetering on mainstream, though, with Orange is the New Black. Not that you've... The brilliant thing is you haven't compromised one inch to get to where you are.
That's the thing I'm the most proud of.
Yeah.
I think that's my proudest thing, that I haven't ever had to be in the closet. I've never had to compromise any of my principles or ideals, and here I am, you know, with a million and a half followers on Instagram and on a show that's in 190 countries, watched by 100 million people. It's crazy.
Is it weird for you coming from you know, the underground through to basically, you know, breaking through to, okay, maybe not mainstream, but let's say teetering on the edge.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely one of the edgier ones in the show. But I like to tell this story where it was right when the show just kind of hit the airwaves, and I was walking in my neighborhood, and I live in the ghetto. I live in Bushwick in Brooklyn. It's a very ghetto neighborhood, and there was a large group of teenage boys like walking down the street, and they were kind of coming towards me, and they were like across the street over there, and I was over here, and they were talking and stuff, and they crossed over to the side of the street that I was on. And in the old days, that would terrify me. I mean, there's a large group of teenage boys. If they were crossing over and it looked like they were coming towards me, it was because they were going to pick a fight. It was because they were going to call me dyke and spit on me. You know what I mean? And what happened was this large group of teenage boys, like 17-year-old boys, just started screaming, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" And they wanted to hug me and get a picture taken with me. And, you know, that's just an amazing change. I had no... Whoever would have thought that that would happen? Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's been a weird transformation. I'm a fucking Jonas brother. I mean,
you are a Jonas brother.
Yeah, I mean, young girls scream whenever they see me. I'm like I'm 60. I'm 60. But by the way, all you girls on Instagram that are sending me pictures and your phone numbers and you're 20 years old, I'm 60.
It doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't matter.
What?
Age is just a number.
Oh, yeah. I turned 60 at a really good time because lesbians are really embracing that whole concept of the daddy concept. Mm-hmm. So this is the right time for me to turn 60.
I just learned something there. Daddy's moving its way through to the lesbian community.
True. It's true.
Mm. Well, there you go.
And here I am.
Learn something new every day.
If I don't say dyke daddy, I don't know who does. Right.
No one can. You're on Joy 94.9. is our Radiothon special of Drag Wednesdays. We're asking you to sign up renew your memberships, donate. If you get a passionate membership, which is $250, you get to meet Leah. Is that correct?
That's right. $250. You've got to buy tickets to my show, and you get to come backstage, and we'll do a VIP meet and greet. I will shake your hands. We will get a picture taken, and if you're cute, we'll make out. You know what? We'll just make out.
You
I don't care.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, I'm not looksist like that.
joy.org.au. joy.org.au. 1300 joy 949. Get it done. You are doing some singing at your show. Is it just Bowie that you're singing?
Yeah, at this particular show. But there's a couple of other things in there, little surprises for people.
Okay. I got to come along to see them. We're going to play Fame right now.
Oh, Fame's good.
Yeah, let's
even
hear it.
Even if I say so to myself.
Oh, hello.
I really like Fame.
My tickets. You're on Joy 94.9. It is our Radiothon edition of Drag Wednesdays. Venus and Dylan are getting dragged up. We're going to talk a little bit more about that after 6 o'clock. We have Leah up until 6 o'clock, and Leah Delaria has kindly said anyone who gets a passionate membership while she's here gets to meet her backstage. You've got to go get her tickets as well, but $250 to meet Leah Delaria. That's
a pretty
good deal.
I'm not meeting anyone else. I can tell you that right now. No one else is coming backstage. I've turned them all away. I turned Cher away. I turned Beyonce away. No, girls. I'm only meeting people that get passionate memberships.
Right here on Joy. And that includes Angela and Martin, who have both got passionate memberships, and they will be meeting Leah on Thursday, tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night.
Down at the Melbourne Recital Centre.
Yeah, I just want to say to you guys, we're gonna be taking your names, and you need to be. We need you to show us some ID. That's all we need, because anybody can walk up and go, I have a passionate membership.
Yeah, yeah, I got one of those things, definitely.
Yeah. So we have a list of the names, so all we're going to need is a little ID. You come to the backstage door, we'll have it all set up for you to come backstage and make out with me.
Why not? What about Martin? Will you make out with Martin?
Martin.
Yeah, he got a passionate membership.
Martin, I'm going to find a stunt makeout. I'm going to find a dream Leah to make out with you, like a dream ballet. It'll be a guy who looks a lot like me.
Tom from Glen Iris has also got a membership. We're going to be right back with Leah Delaria on Joy 94.9. It's our Radiothon special, joy.org.au. Yeah, I was being very binary there, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, outrageous.
Oh, gender non-binary. Plain old butch isn't good enough anymore.
You are on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI radio station. We are doing our Radiothon. We're asking you to dig deep, donate, become members. Head to joy.org.au or call Dave right now, 1300 Joy 949. He will take your call. We have special guest Leah Delaria in, who has said if you get a passionate membership within the hour while she is here and you have tickets to her concert, you get to meet her backstage. And that, you cannot buy that. Money can't, well, $250 can buy that.
Well, $250 and a ticket to my show can buy that, but other than that.
But I'm sure on a normal day, $250 couldn't get you that.
No.
So, Leah, we're talking about crushes. Who was your first crush? When did you realize that you were different to the other girls?
Oh, we're really going to talk about that?
Yeah.
I always knew that. I mean, that was, yeah. I think I probably had a crush on my next door neighbor when I was 4 or 5, you know, something like that. I just, yeah. I've just always known. There was never a doubt, let's put it that way. And I don't think that's unique.
No.
There are people like Samira's wife, Samira Wiley, who played Poussée on the show and is now in Handmaid's Tale, and Lauren Morelli, who was one of the producer writers on our show. That's how they met. And she was like, I did not know. That was Lauren. And then Samira and I routinely look at pictures of her in high school laughing our asses off. It's like, how could you not know? And just screaming with laughter. So I think some people don't know. But for me, I just always knew. You?
I think I knew, but I rejected it for so long. Into my late 20s, I was straight. And then I dappled in a bit of bisexuality, but it wasn't until I was in my late 20s I was like, do you know what, I'm just gay and I'm going to be happy about that.
Yeah,
and
good
I
for
got
you.
So much happier after that. My life shifted.
It changed everything, didn't it?
It really
it's
did.
Amazing what being honest with oneself and being comfortable in one's skin can do.
But you didn't have to do that to yourself. Like, just from day one, you were like, this is who I am. And
well, no, because I'm a different generation. So I had to play the game. So, I dated boys, you know, and had boyfriends and had that whole thing, but and hating it the whole time. It wasn't until I was 16 that I knew I could do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I discovered dyke bars, when I discovered that I wasn't the only one. And I think, for me, that's probably the main reason why it is that I've chosen the life that I've chosen and I do the things that I do. Because I never saw anyone like me. I always thought I was the only one. Mm. So it was important to me to be visible. It's always been important to me to be visible.
But, so what do you own that you're a role model in the queer community, that you've paved the way?
I find that always makes me laugh. Honey, if I'm a role model for the queer community, we are in a fuck of a lot of trouble. That's all I gotta say. And then every now and then I'm like, you know, okay, fine, I'm a dykon. I'll take that.
You'll take dykon.
I'll take dykon. I'm okay with that. I'm not a celesbian. I'm a dykon. That's I'll own that one.
But you said that you were the first openly gay comedian on
I was the first openly queer comic to perform on television in America.
That's huge. Yeah. That's groundbreaking.
That was 3 years before Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all know it, Rosie, all those guys. They know I was first.
So, but you really do pave the way when you do things like that. Like, that's one of the reasons Joy is so important, is because for people who are particularly in regional and rural areas of Australia where we're not in the bubble, we're not in the city, they don't have the privilege of just being whoever they want. They've kind of got to hide it a little bit.
Yeah.
Joy is great through podcasting, streaming, all that, because we get to reach those sorts of people.
Right.
And you were doing that in the 90s by just being yourself on
80s,
television.
Yeah. The 90s was television. 80s was me just kind of traveling all over North America talking about it. But 90s was, that's television. That's what put me into the world's view.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So we really are very lucky to have you here during our Radiothon show. Thank you so much for coming.
I had so much fun. This is ridiculous. I need to come back. Next time, I'm coming back just to do this.
Thank you for coming.
Open invitation.
It's been a pleasure meeting you.
I can't talk to you.
Open invitation.
Not as a drug lord.
Not as the Mexican drug lord.
Should I take it all off?
I can't. Hilarious.
Leah, you are playing the Melbourne Recital Centre tomorrow. It's a one night only in Melbourne. Tickets are on sale now. You go to www.melbournecital. That's melbournecital.com.au to get your tickets. And it sounds like people are going to be in for a while.
It's a wild ride of a show. I think everyone's going to have a great... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What is going on here?
Hello. Hello, how are we going?
Just walked in as a drag queen, and boy, does she look sexy.
It didn't take any effort at all.
All right, we are going to revisit this. We have 1 minute until we have to go to the news, so I just want to talk to Leah for a minute and say thank you so much for coming in. Everyone get your tickets, and don't forget, if you've got a minute to get a passionate membership, because if you do that and you have tickets to Leah's show, you get to meet her backstage.
Yeah.
Or somewhere, maybe on the side of the stage.
Well, I think we'll do backstage. I think they'll be able to come right in the dressing room and see how I live.
That's amazing. That's very generous of you, and we really do appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. I want to keep you guys on the air.
And anyone who becomes a member or donates within this show goes into the draw to win tickets to your show. Like you said, it's going to be a wild ride. Really looking forward to it. And you brought your band with you. It sounds like it's going to be a hoot.
Oh, yeah. Brought the girls with me. The Future is Female is what I call my band. It's all chick, ridiculously great jazz musicians from New York. They're going to blow your minds. And, and then there's going to be a lot of fuck Trump going on tomorrow night.
Okay. Naughty, naughty Trump.
Naughty Trump.
Naughty.
Oh, God.
So that is one night only tomorrow at the Melbourne Recital Centre. Get your tickets, www.melbournerecital.com.au. That's melbournerecital.com.au. Leah Delaria, it has been an absolute honour and a privilege. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
No worries. You're on Joy.
You guys rock.
4.9.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You could take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI events. Help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Go clothes shopping for Venus. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Do it now. Help this Joy podcast grow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.